fun.
Okay, topic of the shiur shouldn't be much of a surprise. It's basically the famous case, which is more or less the machlekes Mogen Avraham and Eben Ezer. What's going to be if you cut your knife with you cut an onion with a fleishig knife, and you put the oven in your food processor? What? Put the onion in your food processor. Now you have a fleishig food processor. Can I use this food processor in the future to cut up an onion that I want to use, say, in something milk? Okay, so what's halacha ma'aseh? Everyone knows that this is machlokes Mogen Avraham and Eben Ezer on a very similar topic. The Mogen Avraham's case was slightly different. His case was they took Zangvil. And ma'aseh Adam Mogen Avraham was not meant to his b'di'evet to be mattered because he wasn't convinced Zangvil was so hard. But Mogen Avraham himself wasn't convinced Zangvil was necessarily hard. Mm-hmm. But what?
Lutzen b'charav at last night.
If it would be a manush harv, you'd ask it. Yeah, I don't know if onions are more harv than zangbo, but I've never tried zangbo.
I
know.
What?
That's so harsh. You see? You're saying that's so harv in a raw onion. You ever eaten raw onion? I've eaten raw onion. But that's so harsh either.
What's
that? Ginger. Say, it's a spice. It's a little bit tiny. It certainly has a strong flavor, I would imagine. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the gedder of harv is. I don't know. Part of it is the Mogen Avraham, because everyone basically knows he asks it. The Mogen Avraham doesn't exactly explain why he asks it. L'harav pshat, and I think the Prima Govim there basically explains, is because the Mogen Avraham understood basically that harav is like hot, and better than hot. As we see, that depends on where exactly, but Harif, we're saying, is going to answer not for that b'di'evet, whereas Tzli, we're going to match to b'di'evet. So you see that Harif is a kayach to take out Tamrishan more than Tzli does. So Zeman, the Harif creates a stronger Havaris Tam than Tzli. So Mikol Shekin, anything Tzli would do and Kol Shebishel would do, Kol Shekin Harif should do. Because it's working, he's understanding it's not some new pool of Harif. People say it's a hot pepper, it tastes hot, so it also does the pool of something hot. So maybe anything something hot does, Dabra Harav also does. So even though the Gemara is talking about the Dabra Harav being mafflet from the kli, being mafflet from the knife, but he says, L'chayro was the chilek. Cham, we know, just like it's mafflet, it's also mavliya. So Harav, just like it's mafflet, should also be mavliya. And just like we said, Dabra Harav is mafflet tamrisha, and then there's no nat per nat. Well, Chayrit should also be Babliya Tamarishan without Nat Barnat. Well, Chayrit is Pshat and Mogen Avraham. I think it was pretty clear from the Prima Govim there in Tufman Zayin that that's how he understood the Mogen Avraham
also. Also
had a Chokim and Zayin? Tufman Zayin. There's Prima Govim in Tufman Zayin and also Tufman Al. If I remember, the one in Tufman Zayin was more Mefurish.
Also
had. Yeah, but the Pri Chodesh also spoke
about Chokim, they're saying, you know,
like this. Right, the Pri Chodesh also went to Shigurah Rechus and going on, he also understood the Mogen Avraham that way. The Mogen Avraham understood the Harif is more, is other than Tzli, but he goes in Tzli and says, no, it's less than Tzli. Right? And so,
I didn't see Pri Chodesh.
Remember, that was the Shaka Tan Pri Chodesh, basically. So it seems that Tafarim understood that the Makar of the Mogen Avraham is from understanding that Harif is more than Tzli. And the Mela, anything Tzli does, Kol Shekin, Harif will do.
Tzli doesn't do that.
Right. He's right. But it's to do Tamrishan won't do. Right.
No, it won't even get it. It's no like
that. What do you mean? Oh, you get it in the next issue, that's Bulu, the same.
Right, it's Tzli can, yeah.
So the Prima Rama answers that too. It's his answers as the yeah, fine. So it's just so. So the Lagari is the first step of doing the Nat Barnat, taking off Nat Barnat by being Mafal Tamrishan. They basically understand that just that it's so if we know that Harav is more than Sli and it's Mafal Tamrishan, Mistam is more than Sli, it's also Mafliya Tamrishan. That's the Harav that had the Makar for the Mogen Avraham. And L'maisa, like the Mogen Avraham, the Matzah Shekel is L'chatzchila, and the truth of the Mogen Avraham himself is L'chatzchila by Zangvil at least. And the Chai Adam, Nishmas Adam, also L'chatzchila, the Nasa B'di'evet. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down I don't think he's even mechalkel chatchilah with the other Mishnah Berurah. Does he? Right.
Where's the Mishnah Berurah?
There, off in the prison of Avraham. So he brings Magen Avraham. So there's a G'dayah Paiskim, who allowed the block of Magen Avraham, that doesn't need problem. But we know that there's chalukah in the Magen Avraham. The Ebenezer is chalukah on the Nekuda of Naparnat. He understood that Reichet Hesed, just because Dabar Harav is Maflit Tamrishin, who says it's Mavliya Tamrishin. I don't remember if he explained more clearly, but it could be that it'll get, it could be really to a certain degree goes back on how you understand Silka and the name of the relationship of Silka to other Dvarim Harifim. But if you understand that Silka to a certain degree is a Kreyach HaShayev, so some of us don't seem to understand that it was two different things. There's Harav and Silka. Harav is Harav, Silka is Shayev. Others said, no, Silk is also Harif. But what does that mean? I mean, so he has Tzas Harifas. So it could be what it means is that Harifas gives something, that Harifas gives the Kriyach HaShe'iva. Something that's hard, the Teva is that a double Harif is Shait.
So what's the difference?
Other than that, from over here, then the Mechat Hesa, that it's Mahliya. It's not like I said, the Prima Gona explained in the Magen Avraham, that the harv is hot. Hot peppers are hot, so it does the same thing as hot. It's like hot plus. Well, anything hot, anything tzli does, kosher came, the harv will do. So now, according to the analyzer, the whole havon and harv is different. It's not that harv is hot. It's that harv creates a kriyach she'iva. Linyan the napa nat, that's not going to answer the maharim of the shvach. Linyan the napa nat. It's a kriyach she'iva, which comes duch the harifis. So the main thing is that if something's shayiv because it's harv, but there's certainly no hechreyach that it's going to be mavliya into the kli, or at least there's going to be mavliya tamrisha. That could definitely be about the havonim of the Evan Oizes Mahal. And the ma'isa muchach like the Evan Oizes Mahal is the shach and kuf chaf beis. That put them on makar
yeshach. Evan Oizes agrees that it's mavliya.
Yeah, not about the Tamrishim. So I'm saying, you have to make some kind of mishpah. Maybe you'll say that le'inyin b'mafru mavliya at all, it's like Cham. Le'inyin though, the b'mafru Tamrisha, and that comes from a kriyach she'iva similar to what they say in Silka.
Well, according to
Chavis
Das, it's
mamish
like you're saying. He says, it's mavliya.
Okay. He says, not mavliya at all. So, even not that. Fine.
Where's the shach?
Kuf Beis, I think it's Sukkot in Yud. It's going to be like that. No, it's some Sukkot Beis is not listening. So I think, what does the shach there say? Because it's very important. The shach's a big name here. Because the problem is, if we want to be Maple here, we somehow have to find a way of going against the Magen Avraham and the Chayodim and the Mishnah Berurah, which isn't so easy.
Ebenezer brings the
shach. Okay, so it's not the shach? Because what the Shach says is a case like, for anyone who didn't see the Shach says a case like this, the Shach was going on a treifet pot, I believe. No, fleshy pot. You had a fleshy pot in a binyoymai, and you cooked in it tilpulim or something, right? Dvar harifim. So he says there is going to be mutter to cook chalav in the pot afterwards.
Basically, in the first...
As long as not the yoimai of the bishul of Basar. Why? We don't say that the pilgrim took out Tamrishan of Basar and put back in Tamrishan of Basar. So even if it is a kriyach to take out Tamrishan, but it's not going to turn around and put back in Tamrishan. And also Mechayel and Shach. So the higher the Shach is Mukhaf like the Ebenezer, not like the Magen Avraham. Then the Chavis Das also is chayuk on the Magen Avraham, but for a different reason. Because he says that even if you're going to tell me that Be'etzin, the onion is going to become, the Be'etzin, the onion is Belea Fleshit, but it has no kayach to be mafut tambalua, because the Fleshit in the onion is only balua. And as we learned in Kufhei or whatever, that you can't be mafut tambalua from Eichel without writing. So, and here it's Yavish, there's no writing here. So the middle is, you write the onion as fleshy, but that fleshy time can't come out to go ask for the knife. Even if you're telling me that Dover Harif is a kayach to be Mavliya Tam Rishon, we're not even seeing anywhere that a Dover Harif is a Tam to take out Isser Balu of the Lord, right?
What do you mean?
So on the second Taina, the, what do you call it? The Prima Gaon is also Oymed on this Nekuda. The Prima Gaon in there are Chaim. And he's bothered that also L'chaira, Meir HaTesa, that you could be Matha, how do you want to say that he Matha the Tam Basif from the Zanim? The L'chaira, it's only Balu and the Zanim. Well, you can't be Matha Balu and Balu, right? So the Prima Gaon says, that the reader, I'll tell you what, he says, because what do they do with the Zanim? They put it in the meducha and they ground it up into a powder. So you grind something into a powder, there is no more tam balua, because you've broken it open and let out whatever was balua, and now the balua became be'en. So that tam balsa was be'en, and that now be'en it can go into the meducha, together with a combination of the dover harf. However exactly that works.
But then only around a hole by it, you cut with a knife. And you
okay, so good. So it means now, l'chayra is, according to this terrace of the Prima Gaon, which L'chayra, Mogad Avraham, L'chayra Chazdas Kash is a good Kash, but Mogad Avraham needs a Teres. Prima Gaon also, the Prima Gaon who passed things L'chayra with Mogad Avraham, at least the Chatchila, but he understood that it's a good Kash, we need a Teres, so he had to come onto this Teres, there was Nitcham Dak. So L'chayra now, number one, is right away, we can go back to our Shaila, and even the Mogad Avraham himself then, is L'chayra, according to Prima Gaon's Teres, would be Mechalik what blade you should use for your onion. If you use the shredder blade, and cut the onion into pieces. So then, now the tam is still bolu in those pieces. That's like cutting it with a knife. So l'chayra, the mogen avraham, according to Prima Gaon, the mogen avraham would be made if you used a shredder blade and you grated your onion, that it's not going to ask for your food processor. Because it's tam bolu and it's not yet to blow right. When the only time that the mogen avraham would ask for your food processor, they say your food processor is fleshing, is if you put it on the puree blade. And you puree your onion.
Until it got pureed.
So I'm saying, but Lamaisa, if you pureed the onions, so now in Ochanami, the Mogen Avraham will say that the food processor became fleshy.
Because once it was already pureed.
Yeah, that's like Nitchama Ofa.
After it was pureed, then it kept going, and then it was Mavliya.
Right. And Lamaisa is, if you've ever stuck an onion in the food processor on that blade, you know, the pureed blade, the blade that goes on the bottom. You know, it's usually like an S. So there, what happens, you leave the onion in for a minute, and you're basically left with like a juice, like a grainy juice of onion, so that, whatever tam balsam was there, it's got probably in the liquid, it came out, got smushed like what? It'll be like right, you could say. So that'll be like the Prima Gaon was saying, that he's talking about the tam ladak was something more dry, the zayin look there apparently was drier, but l'chayr, the same svarah should apply, that whatever had been balua was now released, and it's now be'en. So the tam baser is in that reiter, it's be'en. Not that the bli is al yudei reiter, but l'chayr, the tam baser is be'en now. It's kilo, you pour gravy into your food processor. And if I pour a little gravy with a little mashed onion into my food processor, it seems from there's a number of different risings and examples in the sugyas that's going to be considered harf, even though the gravy is not what's harf, but it'll be like a capsule, I guess. What?
Like I saw someone brought whiskey would be like Deborah Harf, but Shaykh Dufka and the liquid. Bishlam, if you're pouncing on powder, but like, there's no real.
I think beating the liquid is also Dufka, I don't know. Like a whisk, I don't know. I hear.
The thin layer on the bottom is not going anywhere. That is stuck between.
I see that also.
But here it's not pressing against anything, it's just.
I don't know. The whole thing is all trying to say. My point is, I hear you what to clarify. But the whole point is what I'm saying is, if you shredded your onion on the shredder blade, the blade that goes on the top of the food processor, will hire according to the Prima Gaon that even the Mogen Avraham would be minded that it's going to be molten.
Prima Gaon is a case in half of the nine, and I put a chometz knife and I cut a bottle.
Right.
Now it's chometz big, and I take a fresh knife, or I get a piece of knife and I cut the same bottle. It doesn't go back into the.
So he says, so this should be more like the knife. So the number one is to say that the Magen Avraham is going to assay your food processor. So your food processor, so this is fleishig, is not even 100% muchlad either. It's going to depend on what blade you used on your onion. But again, if you use the blender blade, if you use the puree blade, so then that's going to give us that muchlad the Magen Avraham talking about. Fine. Well, I select the Mekilim. We have a lot of names too. We have Yad Yehudu, Bichiveyu, Yeshua Siankin, Chazanish, Yad Yosef, Mincha Siankin, pretty good on the Yevon, I think. Beishleima, Chachma Shleima, Shailu Meshav, Marshag.
These are what?
Mekilim. The Passover of Kevin Oizer, or the Chachma.
The name
is Kufkim, I think. I think the Bikiva Eker is in a Chuvuk Savyad that was printed by whatever. It's not easily found, I think. But they actually I'll write down the together. Most of these are easy inside, to be fair. But the B'chol Eker, it sounds like if you want to count numbers, there's more Mekilim than there are Machmirim. But Lamaisa is, against the Magen Avraham, Chayad and Mishnebura, we still have a bit of I don't know, you're going to be Seimuch on the Yad Yud and the Yeshua Ziyankiv and whatever against the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah? It's hard to make
Yehoshua
Ziyankiv.
Is that
counted there, Yeshua Ziyankiv and Mincha Ziyankiv? It's different. I think the Jewish angle is a Swedish thing, actually. Well, if it is so, and to be fair, is that even from the Machmirim, the Chai Adam himself and the Chai Adam was Meku B'diyavid. So the Shaila is more L'chatchila than B'diyavid. B'diyavid is Zifra Machmir B'diyavid. Question is more.
If you want to, we can use it now again.
Let's say you already did the onion, put it in the milk, you have to throw in the milk food.
That's the question.
What? I think you missed the stat. Yeah, what I'm saying is, let's say I cut the onion with a fleishig knife, put it in my food processor. Then I took another onion, put it in the food processor, and put that chopped onion into an amdav. I don't know what you're going to do. Milchut kugel. Usually I just don't go with milchut, but whatever. In any event, if you do I have to throw this milchut kugel in the garbage? So there is even though the machzis shekel and the prima golem said b'diavad, you won't have to throw it in the garbage, even though the bad some were machmir for the moment after. Machzis shekel mishma sol. Machzis shekel mishma sol.
Where was the chayal then?
Where is it? It's a Pesach, yeah.
It's not a Chafa.
Yeah, I don't think I have the exact number in here.
Okay.
I've done like Mishmas Chafa and Pesach, Chafa Dalet or something.
Doesn't go to Fidus in my head.
And what are you going to discuss about the knife itself, whether you can keep it as a power spill? But that's more like a Chafa thing. The shredder.
You want to like, Mechatchili, use this for the stats, or Mechatchili?
So you have to be Magog.
You have to be Magog, the food processor before you...
Even though it could be the Magog, but still. If you just shredded it.
If you just shredded. No, if you just shredded, it could be the... I don't know if there's anything to answer that. I'm saying...
If there's some other way to understand the Magog, but not like the...
Yeah, I didn't see anyone answer the Chavis Das's cash on the Magog, other than the way that the Prima Gog did. So there's different tarots, so fine. But in time, the only tarots I know on that cash is the Prima Gomes Teretz, which the Chayra, then these Pasha, the Shredder Blade, should be more to anyone. The Chayra.
What
was
the
Bull
of Fleshig?
Does the Bull become Fleshig? That'll be a
Machu.
What?
You don't have to look at the Bull.
The truth is, the Bull, in a food process, the Blades don't touch the Bull. Yeah. So I find that one. Even though it's not, I wasn't part of it.
The
Chavs of Asking
on the
Terence.
Oh, what? It says that the Mohammed
is
talking about the Rishon.
Do we say we're not
Bikim even
regarding this din of the Shach says that we are Bikim of Balur. But what does that mean? That means that if it's something that I look at and I say, oh, this is Vadei Kochush, so Rabot tells me, usually no, you can't say it's Vadei Kochush, you have to be Machmir Kiyum with Shami.
Who knows
it's Vadei Kochush? But if, you know, who's it, what, how is my knife flashing? How do you know that we use it? So if you're going to say, look, I only use this knife for schnitzel, and there are people who will tell you that chicken breast is Vadei Kochush.
All schnitzel is Vadei Kochush.
There are people who will tell you that chicken breast is Vadei Kochush. I can't say I'm convinced.
Sorry,
say that? You see, yeah, you're talking about turkey, also turkey.
Turkey's also.
I mean, whatever. If I say, I don't know.
Turkey's
more
fat than chicken.
No, turkey's more fat than chicken. It's muscle, it's not fat. The fat content of the turkey is less than chicken.
Yeah, well, it's pretty.
Depending
on the
first
question,
the question is, shamir or onion? Onion is never really shamir. It's the bleel is shamir. Otherwise, you can start getting the shadows of the fat, but we're not going to go back to the fat. This is either touching on what your question you mentioned. The other one, you asked, Sam, let's think about that more simple. Let's think of the cutting board. So there's a chayin, the chokhmah is always machmir, the cutting board is also called zuch, and the Vadei Shulchan is chayshish for it. But the Sefer Yeshua, and then there are many other spharim are making.
What's the Sefer Yeshua?
He's got a lot, but he's really not.
It's the second Sefer
I've been trying to. I'm going to treat
that for you guys. Thank you, Shulchan.
Fine, but another problem, also, another, so number one is we have a problem here is we have to find, like, a good raya to be makel against the Magen Avraham Mishneh Berurah of Chayon. Number two is, someone was martyred, I don't remember who, but according to Eben Ezra at least, now, according to the Chokhmah Sofer, the Chavos Das's Svara will be better, but according to the Eben Ezra's Svara, what was his Svara? His Svara was, it's not Mafel Tamri, it's not Mavliya Tamri, right? But what's he's not saying it's not Mavliya at all, he's saying it's not Mavliya Tamrish. So it's going to be Mavliya still Tamshein. Well, it's still also, if we know from the proof from the previous Simon, that it's also to make Nachbar Nalachat Chila. And even if you're not going to say that it's all just me Nitzlu, but the Yitachon is not going to be less than Nitzlu in this Bashul, like Ramah is even more Nachbar. So, very nice, Eben Ezra is a hatter for B'diavad. But what's the hatha to do a lechatchila to use it to now you continue using this food process to lechatchila for now you plan on having with milchiks. So the mice is I think what?
Also the heat have an ice if you cover the milk knife, it would be awesome.
You'd ask the onion, right?
Have a knife to
you'd ask you the food processor.
Why would you ask for the knife?
Let's
say that's Benjamin. Okay. And if he was there, Benjamin, yeah. Like, Benjamin, I guess. Fine. So, well, it seems to me that there should be a mockum to be made here, because if, you know, even if you're going to say the machlokes is shakul, or is close to shay, is, you know, is drabble, so we should have to be machlokes from one of the Mishnah Berurah. But well, there's a number of other nekudas I think we can take into account here, and we'll bring in a little bit more of the sugya. Number one was, there was a very basic shayla on the sugya, is Dabar Chorav Dereis or Drabal? Which obviously is going to make a big difference how machmir we are on it. Even though Lucharva, most Acharnim said that Dabar Chorav is Dereisa, and they brought the Rajbas, the Makar, that the Rajba, both in terms of Ice and Tshuva, said Mufurish there, Dabar Chorav Dereisa. But if you read all the way to the end of the Tshuva in the Rashba, he ended off saying that Dover Harif Mechayel and Shvach is the Raisa, but only by Chiltas.
He says it first?
Yeah, it's pretty foolish. It's not Mamish foolish, but it's pretty foolish. He says something, he's asking why weren't they Chayshish by Klei Nidyon and maybe could. So he ends off because it's not the Derech to cook Chiltas. Yeah. He ends up not the Derech to cook onions. Well, it is death, kind of. Okay. It's not death.
Sorry, what were you saying before that
we're
growing? What were you saying you
can't do? Well, to put an onion in this food processor, I'll gas to put it in the milk patch.
Because it already has flesh
expanded. That's right, sorry.
Why? That's not going to end up on that. Going to end up means to take the flesh of your onion and put it in to make your flesh alvast even milk. Once it's flesh already, that's
no, but the onion, I'm making the onion milk. I'm making the onion flesh of alvast even milk.
You cut an onion with flesh of knife.
I cut an onion with flesh of knife and I put it in my food processor.
Fine, so now it's finished. Now with Chachila, you could, in fact, the food processor was food. You could with Chachila eat it with milk.
Your next onion,
exactly. Yeah, can I put an onion in this food processor? I'll ask to put the onion in the milk.
Of course, if the knife was food, I could eat it with milk, but I can't put that into the knife with milk.
Again, when you're considering it, all where you're considering it, it's mitzvah,
it's
bashful.
It's not, we're going to have an oyster, so it's hamshein beheter, now that's mutter. After the fact, it's mutter to eat with milk. After the food processor gets ham flesh.
Well, if you understand the modern Rambam, it's only matter needs to go after if the dove already fell into the kuta. That you don't have here.
No. This is all the points that have been.
Why is it? It's all over, it's not worse than mitzvah.
Can you put
chatil
and onion in the food?
Oh,
you said gurn, you don't mean gurn number nine. You mean machna with chatil to be hung.
Talk that would call you on. You're doing
what I'm saying. It's not Gurim Lachachila. You said Gurim Lachachila. That's Gurim Lachachila is even if it's Machaber. You're saying you're Machaber for the Chumra of the Rambam.
Right, but the Machaber, you have the other issues. Can I take an onion I cut with a flesh and knife and put it in my food process?
Okay, so you want to say that Ebenezer
before? Heard the Machaber?
Well, how do you know that Ebenezer before that this is like Nisbah?
I don't know what you're doing. I know that he does. I know that he holds it's not worse than this. So I don't know. You know, I'd rather make the machlokes less than akotzel akotzel as much as possible. I can't say I don't know with certainty. Fine. So even though the Rashba, who the Medayek held the Dover Harav is Machayla L'Shvach is the Raisa, but the Mashmoy is the Rashba. There was, so again, what was the case? The Kibay was by Klimitik. So Bukhari is very sharp with doing in the Rashba that he's only saying there's the raisa by chiltus, not by other dvarim chayiv.
But isn't it because he's saying other dvarim chiltus is dafka and other dvarim chayiv and it's not going to do anything?
The Rashba, you want to say the Rashba was
like even though it seems like a sphere, but
yeah, Bukhari is not like the Rashba. That's what it sounds like.
What?
Nobody
said
this either.
No. It's a steer a little bit in the rabbi. Who has the cash for sure?
It's not him, nothing else.
It would seem like a steer from the two shuvas. One shuva, like,
it's a simple yeshut. What you're asking would be, the midrabbonon of all dvar and chari from the chayil shvach, midrabbonon is only chiltish.
Isn't that
a
saying that if he helped with like mitzvah, so then he'd say, you're right, it's not a shabbat rabbi, they only think yeah, but after they make it. So you see, he holds his muscle in this thing.
Even if he does that, I'm saying, still, it's not 100% mukhach. But, still doesn't help you. How can I look at the cut with a fleshed knife if I plan on using it afterwards with milk? But there's certainly a stage of the process that's going to be a problem.
In order to grind it, the process which I plan on continuing to use for the whole process should be also a chatzil.
And I would dispute that the Rashba was only saying that Chiltus is deraisa, the Prima Godin makes in his Psycho Taruvus, and the Divayat of also writes. This number one is Mechera onions, Mechaya, Lashvach, Yitachin is Lekulei Amot Medrabah. If anyone can tell me, I didn't have a clear answer, and I asked Naftali yesterday, and he didn't have. But there's a whole need in the Paya, that there's a need in the Harim whether Dover Harif is deraisa. As far as I saw, everyone who talks about it only talks about whether Mechayim L'Shvachan in a Binyan is deraisa or not. That is Maflit Tamrishan. I didn't see any Chara. Is that Vali deraisa, Vali Drabonon, or the same Machlaikas? I didn't see anyone discuss deraisa Drabonon Legabe the case of Maflit Tamrishan. First, I thought, that's being the negative. From the Rashba's case, was the Rashba's worried about Klei Midyan. So we also mean it's only going to be Tam Sheni. But to the Rashba himself, if we remember from Tzadi Hei, Rashba, they were Medayik held, that Nat Bar Nat the Isura Bola is their ice. So it's not going to help, because He was then his case is Isser, it was Klamid. So I wouldn't need to be Matlat Tam Rishon here, even if it was only Matlat Tam Sheni Minat Torah. It would still be us. It would still need to have Golem Midarais. Because not Dinsura, the Rav holds the Rais. So to him, there's no Nafkamina by Isser, by Klamidian, whether it's Matlat Tam Rishon or Tam Sheni. So apart from that, true, he can't be Midarak. So I don't know. But certainly, Mechayel L'Shvach, it seems, is by an onion, his pashtus is drop on him. And there could be even the Matlat Tam Rishon is pashtus. It could be, you talk him, Mechayel is drop on him. So that's number one, is the whole Shaila, this whole Machlaikis, Mogan Avon, Evan Aizul, Chayra, is only a Shaila to drop on. Nochdam, we have, of course, all the Rishonim who hold, it's known as Davka, Dover, Charif, and Nahanyas. And even though Mechaber and Moshe Achaz don't pass in that way, even with the Abba of Lechaira, but it's, the price we bring it obviously is a Tziruf. And of course, then we also have the Tziruf that Mechaila, assuming your food process is now in a Ben Yoimai, is that Mechaila L'Shvach is only by Chiltus and not by others Varam Chalifim. And again, even though Lechaira and Mechaber and Moshe Achaz don't pass in that way, even with the Abba, but Lechaira is a Tziruf, it's at least good enough. And yeah. So the lashon is, if instead of an onion you would replace our shiloh with a tznayim, that someone cut the tznayim with a sack, so then you lost some of your tziruf, you at least lost, and if it would be ben yai, and or it would be a tznayim, not an onion, for various make it better, they were both. If it was ben yai and it was a tznayim, so you lost both of those tzirufim, and what my say is, the Mogen Avraham Shabur knew they were talking about a shiloh that's l'chayr drop on them, so then l'chayr would still be hard to be made. But if you're talking about an onion, and you're talking about an eina ben yaymai, so now I have enough to tziruf from here, so, which reminds me, the Moshe, even the Shach didn't pass into the Eva, but he did bring, when you also add in the suffix of Mara v'chatzina, so then he'll go back and he'll use these as tziruf. In other words, even though he doesn't pass them even with the Eva, the Shach and Taz and l'chayr drop on l'chayr don't pass them these shittas, but when you have other sfeikas, they use them as a tziruf. Shach himself made a spek sfeika out of it. He counted them as sfeikas. So l'chayr, in our case also, we should be able to count them as sfeikas. And kilu, if you want to make it sound better, we're not saying that something's so terribly original, but with a moment of rub their head in his spek sfeika by the chrein, or whatever, by the lepus, of saying that maybe it was more of a chatzina, and maybe it was ein benyai, and it was ein benyai. So say the same thing, the exact same spek sfeika you have. The Magen Shach said you can basically say here, and they understood the Shach is going on the Chatechila, Pashtus Shach is going on the Chatechila. You can say basically the same Sveki here, just replace Mor of a Chatzina with Machlaikis Magen Avraham and Eben Ezer. Machlaikis Magen Avraham and Eben Ezer is not less of a Sophic than the Sophic of Shema, but Mor of a Chatzina, and the main thing is even the Shach will be made in our case. So the Maase is, I think that one can be Seimach, based more or less L'chatchilo on the Avinayz and the Chavaz Das, to be Meko on the food processor, as long as we're not talking about it snowing and preferably not talking about Ben Yaimer. But I think there's a... I think the one can be Seimach. Even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Chavaz... And also, I hate to do this sometimes, but I just...
You're saying in the shredded case or even the pure case?
Even the pure. No, the shredded I think is partial. I don't think the one gonna run out of the shredded. Even the pure, I think you're gonna be Samuchan. Even Lachatchila.
Now you could use it still, I'm saying you could put onions in afterwards?
Yeah, I think Lachatchila. In other words, no, I wouldn't recommend, I would tell you, you ask me what to do, any onion you're putting in your food process, you should cut with a paraffin knife. But let's say you come to me and said, I once cut an onion with a flasher knife and put it in my food processor. Do I have to kasher? Should I kasher my food processor? I said, look, you want a nice chomer, whatever. It's a very nice thing to kasher your food processor, whatever it is. But if it's inconvenient, whatever you want to puree an onion to put in something milchuk, you can go ahead and do it. That's what I would say. Especially if it's in a vinegar. Let's say only if it's in a vinegar. Since you cut that flesh and onion. Between the flesh and onion, there's 24 hours between the flesh and onion and the milk. So now I have that other tziruf that only chiltus in Chayil al Shach.
Is it the original flesh and
fish, original fish knife. You see, with Maui, that was in a big young man. I don't know what's the difference, right? Unless you're going to say, with that, the only problem here you would have is, which gets into another side point that's important here, but clearly we did have Gemara, we didn't Shulchan Aruch, we assume that Stam Sakin has Shamunas Tuach Olav. Ah, that's another thing we can show him. And that Stam Aliyah, the truth is, we can also throw in if we want Nachatziruf, is that the Machaber, the Chayro hold, whatever, the Ram holds, the first Teretz of Rashi was that Dover Harav isn't Machlur and Mavliya anything. It's not Machlur anything. It's only Mavliya, Shamunas Ba'an.
And Pre-Chadosh Pasim is like that.
And Pre-Chadosh Pasim is that way. So, Bismana Zel Chayra, it's partial Metzias is with soap and scotch brite and good sponges and then running water and whatever. I think anything you're taking out of the drawer in your house, any knife you take out of the drawer, any food process you take out of the cabinet, L'Chayra is Bechaz because it does not have Shamanus Karush Olive. And Ochanan, Friday afternoon, you took up a knife off the counter and cut an onion with it without cleaning it, without checking it, so then, you know, it's, you talk them that it's, it is Shamanus Karush Olive. But you take it out of the drawer, out of the cabinet, L'Chayra is Bechaz Kisnoki. Which according to the Rambam, the Rashi and the Rambam and the Prichadish and whatever, and the Chabad is going to be okay.
You know there's a
Serenity? Yeah, I think if you, I you know, go home and check, we did this when we were crying 10 days. Ever go home and take your serrated knives out of the drawer and look at them and check, you know, if there's Shamanu. I'm not saying even if you take a toothpick in there and you couldn't get a little bit of black duck out of the thing, whatever, but to manage my Shamanu's courage on your knife or whatever, I don't see it. I don't see it. We didn't find it.
One of the things has talking about a very small man. You understand?
And I did find,
and
I found, I did later find, for those people who don't like this, you know, Nishtan Rativ, and they think it's all modern Orthodox Svaras and whatever it is, I did find last time around, and I didn't mark it down. But I found it like in the Mata Aaron or something, in the Parak Mata Aaron, I think it was. Also said this, the Bizman HaZeh, he said Bizman HaZeh 150 years ago, with Stam Sakin in modern.
Maybe it was a modern rabbi.
Yeah. So it's not my Kiddush. It's not like seeing it. It's there's no reason it should be like Xer, you know, Xer's. Since Chazal said that Stam Shem is Sakin is Shemnu's Karish, so even this man is, I mean, I think it's Poshut. This man is it. We have soap and sponges and running hot water and whatever it is. And also, I think we just have different attitudes towards, you know, cleanliness and whatever. Is that I think that a knife that's in the drawer today, Metzias is clean. So why shouldn't we go by Metzias? Fine, so that was another Nekuda that was good to mention. So that's another Tziruf here. Which again, I don't know, I can't tell you exactly where that changed. It's talking that Bizman Mogen Avram, you didn't have that. Mogen Avram is Bizman Mogen Avram, a Stamisak, in fact, it was dirty. Not Mishnah Brew, could be Mizma Mishnah Brew, Stam Sakin and Madrid. Not that it was before the Mishnah Brew, but. What?
Depends what?
Yeah, it could be depends on which country. But it's in Europe. Any other Nakudas here?
What are you gaining by this? I'm missing.
Nachatziruf.
Maybe the Mogen Avraham was talking about a dirty one?
Mogen Avraham, Luchari, what? Luchari, I can add in here as a Tziruf, the Shitas Rishayim and Acharyim will hold. The only time we're machmer for a Dover Charef is on a dirty knife, for the clean knife, decided that the Dover Charef can't be machmer at the time from the clean knife, which means that the onion you cut with your fleshig knife was never fleshig b'chad. The onion you put in your food process was a perfectly pair of onion. So again, we don't pass him that way usually. We don't pass him like that. We pass the Dover Charef is machmer. But L'chayr is a tziruf, it's good. Enough of a tziruf to say that I can be saimach on the Yad Yudr, Rikivei, Yishuz Yankil Chazanish, Yad Yis, and Milchaz Yankil Pribagon, and Beishlein, Mechapashlein, Shilomish, and Marshag, who also L'chayr Shtark as Svaras, Keneged, the Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Brura, and Chayodim, L'chayr that helps. And then I know what I wanted to throw, what I was starting to say when someone was Mo'ir this thing. Is I feel uncomfortable sometimes being ma'ur this, but Lamaisa, I think sometimes you also notice that of the machmirim. Again, who the machmirim were? The Evan Ois, with the Mogen Avraham, Chayodim, and Mishnah Brura. All three of them were in Archa. And I think we have found a couple of times, say also with Dover Gush, that the Hagam that Mishnah Brewer is a Gewaldige Sefer, the Chofetz Chaim was a, you know, the greatest time of going down. When he was holding an Aruch Chaim, he was a Baki Gadol in Aruch Chaim. I don't know if he was a Shoyl in Yeridei when he was writing an Aruch Chaim as the Yeridei, the Sfar we were writing in Yeridei. And there's also kind of the Mogad Ami, there was Mogad Avraham Mishnah Brewer also by Dover Gush. It was the same one. When you have this, the Paiskim in Aruch Chaim, arguing basically on the Paiskim in Yeridei on a Yeridei Sugya, I think that the it changes the balance. Even though the Mogad Avraham and the Mishnah Brewer, the Gedalia Paiskim by Ashkenaz, but I think that they to a certain degree lose some of that clout when they're arguing on a Sugya that's not their Indian. It's not in Aruch Chaim only.
So what do you make of a Pesach?
So if it was Pesach, so yeah, I mean, the Pesach is built on you. Okay, whatever. We're not getting into that. I don't want.
I said Pesach is Mochal. I mean, it's Mashal and.
Yeah, maybe
Pesach also. Use same
Chalas. Don't use your Chalas before Pesach. Don't even cash it for this.
Why do you cash it?
What?
What's the problem? Why do you cash it?
Well, do you need to cash it?
Why are you saying you need to cash it? That's
the problem. Pesach for a matter of. Nobody Chalas is not for Pesach. Right, so that's basically good. So we're going to do Dal Bahe. I don't think Dal Bahe will take so long. I didn't bother filming it before. I worked on Maran Makarnas lesson yesterday. I didn't bother printing it because there's no Sfarim other than the standing ones. It's, you know, Torah B'Zeis, Shulchan Aruch, Pri Chodesh, you know, Dal Bahe, Ben Ha'Pesi Plesi, Chavis Das, Chafin Sodom, Maruch HaShulchan, whatever.
Where's the same one? The
same symbols we have this one, Memtem.
The rest of it.
Just a minute, it's fun. There was nothing major. I just knew a couple points. I should have written them out because I have them in my computer. I didn't print them. What are the important points that come out of Dalet and Hay? A couple of cases. Let's take some interesting shilas and mice that come up that we'll get to from Dalet and Hay, even if they're not so beforeish from Dalet and Hay. Let's go like this. I don't know what is, you know, those who lived in the bigger Jewish centers, it's less of an issue. But where I grew up in Minneapolis, you go to a local supermarket. And they would have something, you could get sometimes half a watermelon, or they would have a fish department where they had live fish and dead fish, whatever, they would fillet the fish for you, or gut the fish, you know, kill and gut the fish for you, or whatever. So now I wonder, what do you have to do? I take home the watermelon. Can I eat the watermelon? Do I have to worry that maybe they took a knife from the fish department, from the meat department? Because the local supermarket has a meat department, a fish department, maybe a cheese department, I don't think they have. But, you know, and then they have the vegetables, so maybe they're using the same knife. So do I have to worry about Shamnudas Karish of Nevela on the knife when they cut the watermelon? And if I do, what do I have to do to the watermelon? Then, now, next grade, the same thing with the fish. Let's say I go, I buy a trout.
They probably do.
Yes, you want to know, they probably carefully keep the knife separate. Fine, okay, so that,
someone
that's
what
that's I bought. Very nice, thank you, okay. I didn't say that necessarily, it's a hard question, but it's a nicer question. Number two is, okay, fine. So that's you writing the film. That Luchar is an easy one. Luchar, any normal store in America that thinks the health department might walk in once in 5 years is not going to use a knife from the meat or fish department to cut a watermelon.
Well,
that one is different. Case. Now let's look at how
they also have an IMSA of people tasting their watermelon.
Fine, no problem. That's the cow. Let's go a little worse though. Let's say I go to the fish department. Now, I know the fish department of Byerly's in Minnesota. They had live trout, which you could, you know, they would say, I want this one, and they'd pull it out, knock it over the head, fillet it for you on the spot. They had next to that a tank of live lobster. I don't think you cut up lobster with a knife, so that wouldn't have been the gear. But then they had a whole display of all kinds of other fish that you could say, oh, I want that one, can you cut it up for me? Which included, besides trout and salmon and, you know, flounder and sole and all the nice kosher fish, but we won't get into the worms at the moment. But they also have their catfish and octopus and verbesmas, what? Swordfish, if you will, swordfish is trife. And maybe we'll get into that when we go and do Duggan, hopefully, after we finish Fahares. But swordfish is a whole interesting shiloh by itself. But so now in the fish department, I don't know if they're going to, I would put it this way, they're certainly going to be much less careful about cleaning the knife between one fish and a different fish than they would between the fish and the watermelon. Right? I don't know. You'd have to be Mavar Metzias. Is there some kind of like a mirsus from the health department or from possibly Neiru Nasei to go from one to cut one two different minimum of fish with the same knife without cleaning it in between? I don't know the Metzias on that. But let's assume that they're not worried. They don't think the customers are going to taste. Oh wait, hey, I taste catfish in my salmon, and the health department also doesn't really care from one fish to another. Let's just assume that for now. So now do I have a problem? What's going to be with the fish?
Which would make sense, especially if they're going to rinse it off afterwards. After they cut it, they're going to give it a rinse.
You're going to have to wash the fish anyway, right? So it's something that's dark about the office, and maybe it's mutter to cut with a tray for a knife. It would be mutter to cut with a but except that he accepted here, there's not posh to do on it, because people aren't selling something tomorrow. It's like being the fish is like quiches or whatever, and it's, you might be greater or whatever on it.
They won't care about the taste because they...
They're going to rinse it off,
Probably,
you fillet a fish, one of the things you're doing is taking off the scales. So maybe when you take off the scales, there's going to be some scales still on the step on the fish. So you're going to want to rinse them off to give you a fish with that scale.
Well, else the skin, maybe that anyways you're taking off, you're not going to eat the skin, so...
I'm explaining why the Metzias they're going to rinse the fish. Because they're playing around with the scales, which means that there's going to be some loose scales floating, stuck on the surface of the skin. So they want to rinse those off. Besides the flavor or whatever, but just, you know, again, they don't want to bite into a scale. And you can even see it if you go in there. I did it in the Aki Kadai, but I'm sure the other stores also, I mean, Levy or whatever, and you can go in and they'll take off the scales of the fish, they'll fillet the fish, whatever it is, while you watch. Hopefully they only have kosher fish in the store, but... If you they tell you, imagine. They haven't really checked. Actually, I was impressed. The Arab there, who works in the fish department, I wanted a salmon once, a whole salmon. So he had made sure to call the mashgiach before he took off the scales. Because the halacha is that you're allowed to eat any fish with scales on it, because there's no... If it's kaskasim, it's not a snapper. So as long as you have kaskasim on it, it's mostly that it's a dad Torah. As soon as you take off all the kaskasim, which is what they do, so then there's a problem of dagsh nisal menayim. Because anything that could be an isur deraisa, like a dag tameh would be, has an isur nisal menayim, just like basar. So the main one is, the Arab wouldn't start filleting the salmon until the mashgiach came over to watch it.
He leaves the skin on, just takes up the scales.
Yes,
until
that's the salmon.
You won't be able to notice that there used to be scales.
You were there as a mashgiach?
Yeah, I was a mashgiach. Okay. It's in front of me.
Okay. I mean, but he called over. He waited. He called the Mashgiach. Mashgiach was talking to someone, so he's like, "I have to wait. I can't do it until he comes."
So 2 hours. The Mashgiach.
Okay.
One was Jewish.
No, I mean, the guy I saw was an older man with a white beard.
A lot of people consider that it's helping. They cut in front of me.
Yeah, I'd rather told him to do it, and I went to get some other things. But anyway, fine. So that's. What else is there? So let's go. Then let's even go a little more complicated. Case. Let's say I have a factory, and I know the factories now make more. Let's say this would be very big in Europe, more than in America. It's in America people only buy things with a hashra on them, and hopefully the hashra is taking proper care to make sure things are done properly. But in Europe, it's not. It wasn't like that. In fact, still isn't like that in many parts of Europe. And so let's say someone is mavar that this product the factory is making, all the ingredients are 100% kosher. I also know that this company made a run yesterday or last week of something that had mamish treif ingredients in it. So now the kosher product is going over machinery that may have had mamash and some treifas on it. So is that a problem? Or can I say that the first batch, you know, probably wiped off whatever mamash and some treifas there was there, and that was nothing left. And that first batch anyway is going to be mamash and some treifas.
Do you have things that are cooked there? Or?
Well, let's say cold.
What's the issue with no motion?
Because that's your muscles.
As what?
That eliminates. Eliminate. Okay, so we'll see. You'll see it's in doubt. What else was interesting, Shiloh, that would be Negev? Okay, this is something I think probably a lot of people thought about or talked about at the beginning of the sugya, but it comes up here also. A little bit with the kishos is, for example, I think it's pretty much before the Gemara, is that if you cut a kishos so it needs greater or whatever. Now, is that talking about davko when it had shamunis karashal, the knife? What if you mekanech the knife? Do I still need to do anything to be kishur? In other words, is there any kishos lachar is not harv, but it has doch? So is there any haflota at all, even if it's not mavliya, but is there any haflota at all by duchku without dover harf? So, I mean, I know I spoke to some people about it. I know some people already thought about the subject before. What? So whatever. So for anyone who didn't be yod lomkoyim the Indian and sif al beis gimel, here in sif dal the hay will give an opportunity to go into it some more. So any other nekudas? Yeah, I thought I had one other nekuda. Okay, sure. If I think of something else, I'll mention it. I don't think it will take more than 2 or 3 days, but let's say we'll try to finish Monday. I don't think we'll finish tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow or Sunday, I would imagine, we'll finish the Siman, and I'll give, 2 or 3 day chazar, and then, last 7 days, almost last, except it's not